It's Tuesday, September 24th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump is the first president to convene a special meeting at the United Nations for the protection of religious freedoms around the world. He began the conference pointing to God as the source of our liberties, including religious freedoms.
The United States is founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government, they come from God. This immortal truth is proclaimed in our Declaration of Independence and enshrined in the First Amendment to our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Our founders understood that no right is more fundamental to a peaceful, prosperous, and virtuous society than the right to follow one's religious convictions.
And then, President Trump expressed heartfelt concern about religious persecution around the world.
Approximately 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, restricted, or even banned. And when I heard that number, I said, please go back and check it because it can't possibly be correct. And sadly, it was 80%. As we speak, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Yazidis, and many other people of faith are being jailed, sanctioned, tortured, and even murdered, often at the hands of their own government, simply for expressing their deeply held religious beliefs. Today, with one clear voice, the United States of America calls upon the nations of the world to end religious persecution, to stop the crimes against people of faith, release prisoners of conscience, repeal laws restricting freedom of religion and belief, protect the vulnerable, the defenseless, and the oppressed. As president, protecting religious freedom is one of my highest priorities and always has been.
The president promised $25 million to a fund dedicated to protecting religious worship and religious sites. In other United Nations news, the U.S. State Department is reporting that the U.S. is, quote-unquote, diplomatically isolated in the United Nations. The U.S. is voted against 70% of the time in the U.N. General Assembly, while this nation provides 20% of the U.N. funding, which is more than the next three top funders combined. The 10 nations that vote with the United States more regularly included Israel, Micronesia, Canada, Australia, Marshall Islands, Great Britain, Hungary, France, Poland, and the Czech Republic. The 10 countries that oppose the United States the most in the UN are Burundi, Syria, North Korea, Turkmenistan, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Niger, Cuba, and Iran. According to the USAID website, these nations receive about $1.5 billion in foreign aid from the United States. A pastor in the Chitwan district of Nepal is in trouble for telling the truth about Hinduism, reports Morningstar News. A video was mistakenly released on YouTube, which has resulted in death threats for Pastor Giri, who has had to go into hiding since the release. The pastor was pointing out the gross sexual perversions that characterize the worship of Hinduism's gods, including Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. Alliance Defending Freedom has issued a report on the increased violence against Christians in India. 218 incidents so far this year, 27 per month. That's up from 12 per month in 2014. LifeSite News reports on the grisly details of David Daleiden's journalism trial in California. Several doctors offered, quote, very compelling evidence that the most valuable organs and tissues from aborted children are harvested from aborted children while they're still alive, end quote. A San Francisco Superior Court is considering criminal charges against pro-life journalist David Daleiden for his undercover investigations into the trafficking of body parts of murdered babies. Proverbs 31, verse 8 says, in the cause of all who are appointed to die, open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. The state of Idaho must provide sex reassignment surgery to a man serving a prison sentence for sexually abusing a child. That's the latest from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The case referred to a Supreme Court ruling that concluded, quote, a deliberate indifference to serious medical needs of prisoners constitutes cruel and unusual punishment, end quote. Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little released a statement on Friday, calling the decision, quote, extremely disappointing, end quote. He says he intends to appeal this decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Dying Television Academy's Emmys lauded the show Fleabag with four awards Sunday night. It's the story of a perverted, fornicating woman who takes up with an apostate priest. Lead actress and creator Phoebe Waller-Bridge told the audience she could not believe, quote, that a dirty, pervy, angry, messed up woman can make it to the Emmys, end quote. Also, Game of Thrones, the dried-up, audience-disappointing show known for its over-the-top sex, violence, and grotesque forms of sexuality, won the Emmy for Outstanding Drama for the fourth year in a row. 1 John 2, verse 17 says, "And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." The destruction in the Bahamas caused by Hurricane Dorian could equate to $10 billion in losses. That's according to Bloomberg and analysts of UBS Group AG. That's about 100% of the nation's gross domestic product. That compares to the worst natural disaster in the United States, which created damage estimates equal to about 2% of this nation's GDP. The Brethren churches in the Bahamas have told the Worldview that they are in need of, quote, generators and all types of building materials, end quote, to hopefully rebuild their homes and churches. You can give toward the request through a link in the transcript and by selecting Support International Ministries. And finally, Christian rugby player Israel Folau has been reinstated to rugby, but this time he'll play for the Tonga national rugby team, reports the Pacific Voice of New Zealand Television. Folau was fired from Australian rugby for calling homosexuals and adulterers to repent and believe in Jesus Christ or face judgment. He lost a $4 million contract, which is about 1% of the gross national income of the small island country of Tonga. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, September 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.